Listening, Part 4. Strategies and Skills. Identifying the Main Ideas. Exercise 1. Listen to 6 different people talking about consumerism. What is the main point each person is making? Choose the correct answer, A or B. You will hear each speaker twice. 1.
I tend to buy books spontaneously. I don't waste time trying to decide which one. I guess that's because I'm attracted to the cover, or more likely by the reputation of the author, or the blurb on the back. Does that mean I make bad decisions when I buy a book? Probably not, even though there's a saying that you shouldn't judge a book by its cover. That means that things are not always what they seem. But in the case of books, you can often understand what you're buying quite easily. I rarely regret my choice. I tend to buy books spontaneously. I don't waste time trying to decide which one. I guess that's because I'm attracted to the cover, or more likely by the reputation of the author, or the blurb on the back. Does that mean I make bad decisions when I buy a book? Probably not, even though there's a saying that you shouldn't judge a book by its cover. That means that things are not always what they seem. But in the case of books, you can often understand what you're buying quite easily. I rarely regret my choice.
2.
Parents have a strong influence on their children and what their young ones want to get out of life. If we buy particular toys for young children, we may be shaping their expectations of what life has to offer them. What I mean is, buying engineering books for boys and dolls for girls may be storing up trouble for the future. Do we want girls to think that engineering isn't for them? Don't we want equality for all? Parents have a strong influence on their children and what their young ones want to get out of life. If we buy particular toys for young children, we may be shaping their expectations of what life has to offer them. What I mean is, buying engineering books for boys and dolls for girls may be storing up trouble for the future. Do we want girls to think that engineering isn't for them? Don't we want equality for all?
3.
We all buy too much stuff. I don't know whether that's because we're more interested in owning things than we used to be, or whether the retail industry has become better at persuading us that we need things. Whatever the truth, it's a fact that we buy and throw things away without much thought, and maybe we don't value the things we have as much as we should. When I was younger, I used to save up to buy something new and I kept it for a long time. Was that better or just different? We all buy too much stuff. I don't know whether that's because we're more interested in owning things than we used to be, or whether the retail industry has become better at persuading us that we need things. Whatever the truth, it's a fact that we buy and throw things away without much thought, and maybe we don't value the things we have as much as we should. When I was younger, I used to save up to buy something new and I kept it for a long time. Was that better? Or just different?
4.
We live in a consumer world, and one of the most popular leisure activities nowadays is shopping. But what that means is that our homes become full of stuff we've bought impulsively, without thinking, and now don't know what to do with. Decluttering and throwing away things we don't need should become a priority, but it's not an easy thing to do. It's too easy to think, oh, I'll keep that because it might come in useful one day. But that day never comes. We live in a consumer world, and one of the most popular leisure activities nowadays is shopping. But what that means is that our homes become full of stuff we've bought impulsively, without thinking, and now don't know what to do with. Decluttering and throwing away things we don't need should become a priority, but it's not an easy thing to do. It's too easy to think, oh, I'll keep that because it might come in useful one day. But that day never comes.
5.
It's interesting that many young people are turning away from filling their homes with things and going for the minimalist look. Unlike their parents, they often have nothing at all on show, not even pictures on the walls. This could be because they can't afford to buy things, but that's unlikely. It's more that their priorities have changed. Young people choose to buy experiences rather than material goods. It's interesting that many young people are turning away from filling their homes with things and going for the minimalist look. Unlike their parents, they often have nothing at all on show, not even pictures on the walls. This could be because they can't afford to buy things, but that's unlikely. It's more that their priorities have changed. Young people choose to buy experiences rather than material goods.
6.
Marketing has a lot to answer for. We're surrounded by advertisements everywhere, on television, on buildings, in the cinema, on our computers. Almost every site we visit online has adverts, and they're targeted towards our own particular interests. It's hard to filter them out, to ignore the tempting goods they offer. So when we give in and buy something, we're just adding to the amount of stuff we've bought that we never really needed in the first place. Marketing has a lot to answer for. We're surrounded by advertisements everywhere, on television, on buildings, in the cinema, on our computers. Almost every site we visit online has adverts, and they're targeted towards our own particular interests. It's hard to filter them out, to ignore the tempting goods they offer. So when we give in and buy something, we're just adding to the amount of stuff we've bought that we never really needed in the first place.